Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of the sermon printed on the screen? Managing God's Gift of the World. Based on our psalm today, Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell upon it. Stewardship. That's a word that evokes different reactions from people. Perhaps you hear that word and wonder, stewardship, what does it even mean? Or maybe you've been around the church for a while and you hear the word stewardship and you say, oh my goodness sakes, is it that time of the year again? Are we behind on the budget? Are we going to meet the budget? What's this all about? Well, here's news for you. Stewardship is by no means all about money. Money is only a part of the picture and a real small part of that as well. That's why it's the fourth of our four sermons in this month about stewardship. The word that we use for stewardship comes from the Greek language, and the word is oikonomia. That word literally means the management of a household or the management of a family. And any of you from an English or United Kingdom background might know that our English word stewardship comes from the old English word stewardship, which applies to a housekeeper or a butler, as they would manage the lords of the manor's property. The lord of the manor owned the mansion, owned the property, but the housekeeper or butler mainly managed or stewarded what was owned by the master. And so it is with Christians. Our loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is the Lord of the manors of the heavens and the earth. We merely manage what God has given us. The question we're asking today is, in terms of managing God's gift to the world, how have we done with that management? The text says in Psalm 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all who dwell within it. Today we'll focus on management of God's gift of the world as we consider our four-part theme, managing God's gifts. But in order to fully appreciate God's gift of the world, we need to go back to where it began in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 that Reuben read for us already. There we hear how God created the heavens and the earth, the sea, the sky, the land, the vegetation, the birds, the animals, all critters, and even us human beings. He made it out of nothing. Only God can do that. He owns it all and He cares for it all. But then notice in Genesis what God, the Almighty King and Lord, did. He actually turned the management of His creation over to us human creatures. He entrusted His whole created order to our management and our stewardship. In Genesis 1:28, He told Adam and Eve, quote, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And in Genesis chapter 2, God explains what this subduing and dominion means. He says in 2:15 of Genesis, the Lord God took the man, put him in the garden to work it and to keep it. Subdue God's creation? Have dominion over the heavens and the earth? Now, some of you might balk at that. Perhaps you have some misgivings about that. It sounds abusive. It can be, but only after Adam and Eve plunged us into sin and brought rebellion and death into the world. But in God's original good order, according to his gracious loving plan, subdue and have dominion over means simply to receive, to guard, to keep, to use responsibly, to manage well. That is, to practice good stewardship. God wants all of us, every person on this globe, to work and to keep and to protect his gifts of physical, material, created things. From dogs to elephants to water to carrots to one another. He wants us to manage it and manage it well. Now, this is what we learn and confess with Martin Luther's explanation of the first article of the Apostles' Creed that says, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Listen to Luther's explanation. Quote, I believe that God has made me and all creatures. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, all that I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. And all of this he does only out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all of this, it is my duty to thank and to praise and to serve and obey him. This is good stewardship. This is good management of God's gifts, receiving them from him, thanking him for them, and then using them, note, as God intends. But the problem is, after Adam and Eve's sinful rebellion, we now live in a world infected with sin, corrupted by death, and rampant with poor management of God's good world. So we fallen sinners routinely use and abuse God's gift of creation. We toss our candy wrappers out the moving car window. We toss our cigarette butts on God's good earth, out of sight, out of mind, we figure. Or when we repaint the living room, we may not properly dispose of the unused paint or paint thinner. And we have huge companies and corporations that look for the cheapest way possible to dispose of waste materials from their factories, polluting God's earth with toxic sludge or smoke. But then, da-da-da-da, enter the environmental movement, supposedly coming to save the day. They tell us we must protect the environment. We must learn to recycle. We must save the earth, save the whales, save the rainforests. We must be green, that is, be aware of how our actions, use of materials, and disposal of materials affects the planet Earth. Now, hear me very clearly, would you? These can be good things. These can be good practices. Good management of God's gift to the world means to take care of the things that he's given us, to protect the resources in creation. But here's where we run into problems with the environmental movement. The problem is when the environmental movement turns planet Earth into a goddess to be worshipped and protected at all costs, as though we human beings are nothing more than parasitic infestations on an otherwise pristine paradise. Maybe you've seen the bumper sticker that says, love your mother, right next to a picture of planet Earth, or the one that says, walk gently on Mother Earth, with a picture of the Earth. The idea, though, of this philosophy is that Earth can be called Gaia. Gaia is a goddess, and we must worship Mother Earth and protect her. Now, good management of God's earth does not mean deifying the created order, does not mean making the earth into a goddess. But nor does it mean exploiting the land, the sea, or its many resources, as if physical things just don't matter. My friends, when we mindlessly litter, when we waste food, when we poach animals and don't use them properly, when we flush out or bury our toxic waste, we are playing God and forgetting that we are but managers of God's creation. When we disregard the created order in such ways, all we're doing is imitating a very ancient heresy, the Gnostic heresy that says this: spiritual things are good, but physical things are bad. No, a manager who wastes or harms his master's possessions only deserves to be fired. But God's word gives us a completely different way of managing God's gift to the world and everything in it. Did you hear the gospel reading for today from Mark 8, the feeding of the 4,000? We hear how our Lord Jesus himself, take note, respects and honors the created order of his Father. We'll also see soon how Jesus uses the created order to deliver to us the gifts of salvation. Jesus had been teaching, Mark 8 tells us, for 3 straight days. The people had been gladly hearing and learning the word of God, but by that time, they were very hungry. So our Lord shows great compassion. He took 7 loaves and a few small fish, created things from God's creation, and he blessed them and broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they fed the 4,000 and food was left over. Did you see? Our Lord Jesus himself practices good stewardship, good management of God's material world. He uses the gifts of God's world to feed those hungry people. Take note, managing God's gift of the world means receiving the gift of the material world in all of its forms and with thanksgiving, using it for our benefit, but for the benefit of others. But the truth is, we don't always do this, do we? We misuse and abuse God's creation. So we look to our Lord Jesus not just for daily bread to eat, but also for his mercy and his forgiveness, that is, for the bread of life. This Jesus who fed the crowd of 4,000 also came to redeem and restore us and all of creation. This Jesus received God's gifts of the created world and managed them and used them for your salvation. Take note, his physical body was cruelly whipped and beaten. His physical head was crowned with terrible crown of thorns. His physical hands and feet were pierced and nailed to a cross. His physical voice cried out, "It is finished," as the sins of the world were paid for. And on top of that, this Lord Jesus, as our creed proclaims, rose with his physical body. And his physical resurrection gives the promise that one day our bodies will rise as well. And this Lord Jesus also uses the very gift of God's creation to continue to deliver his salvation to you and me. He uses water, pure and simple water, for your baptism, to make you God's child, to forgive you your sins. He uses sound waves. That you might hear his word proclaimed, that you might receive the forgiveness of sins. He takes simple bread and wine, things of God's creation, to deliver to you in with and under this bread and wine the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And make no mistake about it, your Lord Jesus has not just redeemed your soul, he has redeemed your body. So you may live right now as his faithful stewards and managers of his entire world. Let's take to heart what St. Paul said in the epistle lesson for today. Listen carefully. 1 Timothy 4:4. Everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected in God's creation if it's received with thanksgiving. You and I, who have been called and redeemed by Christ, are called to manage God's gift of the world. So now, instead of making the created order into a goddess, we treat God's world with proper respect. Why? Because Psalm 24 has said, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." Instead of neglecting physical things like they're not important, we delight in the physical creation God has given us. Instead of littering or polluting, we find proper ways to dispose of trash and waste. Instead of abusing animals, instead of wasting or destroying vegetation and plant life, we care for them. And yes, we even use them for food. Genesis 9, verse 3, God says, "Every moving thing that is alive shall be food for you. I give it all to you. I give you also all of the plants." My friends, we can delight in all of God's creation. And by his grace, we can manage God's gift of the world. In the name of Jesus. Amen.